Mishnah Vav. The focus of this Mishnah is the difference between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year concerning the Ma'arocha on the Mizbeach. The Ma'arocha refers to the wood which was arranged on the Mizbeach. And the question is, how many times would they add a new Ma'arocha onto the Mizbeach each day? According to the first opinion, B'chol Yom Hayushlam Arba Ma'arochais. On every day, there were four Ma'arochais which were added onto the Mizbeach throughout the day. The first one was for the Korban Tomid. And really, for all of the korbanos which would be bought that day, that was for the first ma'arocha was for that. The second ma'arocha was in order to take the coals, which would be burning very, very hot, for the sake of the ketores. The third ma'arocha was in order to keep the fire going constantly. The Torah commands that the fire on the mizbeach cannot be distinguished at all. It has to constantly be going. So the third ma'arocha was in order to make sure that the fire would continue. Alright, and the fourth ma'arocha was for the sake of burning the limbs of the previous day's afternoon korban tamid, which generally burnt throughout the rest of the day and in the night, but if part of it didn't burn, they would make a new ma'arocha today in order to totally burn those parts of the korban tamid of the previous day, which still need to be burnt. Alright, so on a regular day, there's four ma'arochas. On Yom Kippur v'hayoyim today, chomesh, there are five ma'arochas, because an additional ma'arocha was added to the Mizbeach for the sake of the special, unique Ketorah service of Yom Kippur. The Reb Meir, that is the opinion of Reb Meir. Now we're going to have two Tanoim who argue on Reb Meir, but everybody agrees that on Yom Kippur there was one added for the sake of the unique Ketorah offering. However, Rabbi Yossi says, B'chol Yom Shalosh, every day there were only three Ma'arochas. Rabbi Yossi holds that there was no need for Ma'arocha to burn the previous day's afternoon Korban Tamid, because the parts of the previous day's Korban Tamid which hadn't burnt during the night, they would be burnt using the first Ma'arocha of the day, which is used for all of the Korbanos. There was no need for a different Ma'arocha for this. Ma'ayim Arba, but today there were four Ma'arochas because of the additional Ma'arocha for the sake of the Ketores. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'chayim Shtayim, every day there were only two Ma'arochas, because as well as not needing a special Ma'arocha for the previous day's Korban Tamid which hadn't yet been burnt, Yehuda also held that there was no need for a special ma'arocha to keep the fire going, because even without that, the fire would still be constant, and there was enough wood for it to continue burning. But of course, v'hayoyim, today on Yom Kippur, there was an added one, so shalosh, altogether there were three ma'arochas because of the added ma'arocha for the sake of the Yom Kippur Ketores. It should be noted that all of these opinions really learn their opinions from Psukim, and as we said, everybody agrees that on Yom Kippur there is a special ma'arocha specifically for the Ketores of Yom Kippur, which is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim.